she's...
Blog Talk Radio.
My else's kid. No, I'm not doing that. Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Young Slim. Wait. Mayor Slim.
Lord, your grace. Mayor.
Mayor Slim.
Oh, Mayor JL. What's today? That.
Mayor. Today is September
16th.
September 16th, 2020, Wednesday. All right, and we are going to talk about, pull up the schedule.
Got it.
Not just ours, but everybody's shit.
Right here,
these are
the week one games.
Ah, okay, all right, yeah.
Times the game.
The All Touch Football League.
We'll make our picks.
Week one.
And we'll even start off with our power rankings. It's tough because there's a couple new teams, so.
Yeah.
But we'll do what we think the power rankings are going to be as of week one right now.
Okay. Let's see. Is it? Oh, they got the times out. They got the time out.
Yeah, you put the time out earlier.
I know.
But, all right, so we'll go over the schedule.
Some teams are being handled with kid gloves.
Yes.
So it is what it is.
So as of this week, there's three teams on a bye. Unfortunately, the Braves are one of the teams on a bye.
Yeah.
Week one, opening day, they got a bye.
Week one, opening day, and the All-Star Touch Football League Braves, the greatest show on grass. The greatest show on grass has a bye. Ha! Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. A new team called Washington Township also has a bye. And the Ball Hawks has a bye.
Which sucks.
A week one bye. One more time, please.
None. Never. No baseball, no football, no soccer, no lacrosse league has a bye. Opening day, like, come on.
Yeah.
Couldn't have made a bye week two. Week three?
Yeah.
Not week one. Especially after waiting for months and months with this whole COVID thing.
Yeah.
Season got canceled.
The most enthusiastic team, the most excited team.
Yes.
Has a bye.
Yeah. You guys are ready and waiting. People coming from out of state just to play in this game. Like,
yeah. Yeah, it is what it is.
Nothing
we can do about it, but it is what it is.
Schedule's out, you can't change
it. I'll say it again, the Braves have a bye.
A bye.
I mean, any fucking body.
The Ravens.
Anybody.
Well, but not the Braves.
Yeah, but whatever it is. So, we Braves, Washington Township, and the Ball Hawks all have byes.
All right. 8:45, it's Panthers versus the Ravagers, Rock Bottom versus Steel City, Phillips State versus GCRs. 10 a.m., it's Camden versus the Prospects, Savages versus Balboas. Balboas, I guess, is a new team, too. And the Sloth versus the Ravens.
Okay, so there's basically only two slots.
Yes, because three teams are on a bye.
Okay, yeah.
So the following week, there'll be three time slots.
Okay. All right, that's cool. I guess that's cool.
Yeah, it is what it is. I mean.
All right, well, let's make some picks real quick. Yo, Tom, we're going to get right into that Eagle shit real quick. Just give me a second. All right,
so Panthers or Ravagers?
I'm going to go with the I'm going with the upset. I'm going with Panthers.
Are you? Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to play with the Ravagers.
I'm only doing
that. Are you taking points?
All right, who you got?
I'm going to say the Ravagers by 10. anymore.
Damn.
Well, the Ravagers be getting out there, man. They be, well, they were anyway. Okay. I don't know if it's the same lineup. The Panthers be getting jiggy too. Panthers be putting a lot of points on the board, but their defense is not that great.
Okay, well it's a new season. We never know, so we never know. All right, so you got the Panthers by 10?
Yeah. No, Ravagers.
No, Ravagers by 10?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to Panthers by 2 points.
Two?
Yeah.
Right. Cause the Panthers.
But you got a close one.
So it's tough because the Ravagers have a good defense, but they're not very good at putting points on the board.
Well, they got some new players, according to Aaron. So
yeah. So that's
this is what I told him when he told me they had new players.
It did. No, they got better. They definitely got better.
That's what I told Aaron.
They definitely got better.
All right.
Then we got Rock Bottom versus Steel City. I got to go with Rock Bottom. I don't know much about Steel City, but I know that I got to pick Rock Bottom on that one.
I think I'm going with Rock Bottom as well. I think I'm going to go Rock Bottom by 7.
All right. I'll go Rock Bottom. I'll go Rock Bottom by 3.
All right. Hold on. Let's add Tone. I'm adding Tone, but, man, so you can. Tone, you're on, but, yeah, we're going to finish this football shit, and then we're going to jump into Eagles, all right? You're on the air right now, so
right.
We can hear you.
All right.
Then we got Phil Stakes versus the Irish. Now, this championship game matchup is a close game. GC Irish ended up with 1 point. So, GC Irish is the champions. The returning champs.
Yeah, from a couple seasons ago. But
yeah.
The last defending champion.
The last defending champs from a year ago. They've got the whole rest of that
title. It depends
title.
On if Dalton shows up. If Dalton shows up, maybe. Maybe.
That's
all right,
tough.
No, you pick first.
That's,
you pick first. I picked the last one first.
Tough.
Or did
pick.
I not?
That's a tough pick. Johnny or Vinny.
I'm going with GCR
too, because when Johnny came on the show a couple weeks ago, he said that he didn't even know if Grasso was playing because he got hurt or something.
Grasso's
they may
playing.
Have to
Grasso's
go Dobleman.
Oh, okay. All right. So you know what? I don't know who's playing. To be honest with you.
Right.
I'm gonna go with the.
Since they're the defending champs, I'm gonna go with GCR.
I'm gonna go with the criminal I know.
I'll put some respect on her name.
Who you got? What point?
I got GCR by 1.
One.
Yeah, that's what they won the last game.
One. 5. Okay, I'm going GC Irish by 5.
All right, there we got Camden and the Prospects.
Give me Camden.
I got Camden too. I got Camden by 12.
I got Camden. Give me Camden by. I got to go double digits. But I want to go. Give me Camden by
14. All right, then we got the Savages and the Balboas. I don't really know much about
them. I don't know anything about the Balboas.
So I'm going to have to go with the Savages. I'll go with the Savages by 7, because I don't know the Balboas.
Yeah, I don't either. So I'm gonna go Savages by 3.
All right, then we got the Sloth and the Ravens. I'm going to have to go with the Sloth because – oh, no, I don't know. Did the Ravens get a quarterback?
They're using Justin's quarterback from his flag league.
That was the last –
It's Thursday flag league, so I don't know who that guy is.
That was the last
with the Sloth, I know the Sloth was out there practicing.
I mean, they both – they're both
scrimmaging this past weekend.
But the Ravens –
I'm
going to
watch that game definitely because I'm going to watch the Sloth.
The Ravens is the last team you played before the whole COVID thing.
Yeah, we were 42-0.
But they were fighting, though. They were fighting. They were trying. They didn't give up. They tried.
We beat them, too.
But it's a struggle.
No, it wasn't. We beat them out. We blew them out and put Chris in.
Yeah, and then they came back.
They scored a touchdown at the end.
Oh, that's not the one you had a shootout with in the playoff?
No, that was the hybrid.
Oh.
Give me
I'm
going
to Sloth then. Sloth.
I'm gonna trust Justin. And I'm going to say, give me the Ravens by 2.
I'm going to say the Sloth by 3.
Okay.
All right. Then we got, who we got?
That's
Braves
it.
Or the Ball Hawks? Oh, wait.
Oh, we don't play.
Never mind.
We don't play.
The Braves win.
We don't play. It should be.
Okay.
All right. So, hold on. Let's do our, let's do some power rankings real quick.
Okay, so who
do you think is
number one?
Wait. Remember, that's not
now,
all the teams. Is that all the teams?
Yeah, it's all the teams. Remember, it's not anymore. It's
no, but it's all teams right there, like just as is.
15 teams.
Okay, so let's rank them real quick, and then we're going to go right on to your boy Carson. Definitely, Canada has to be number one.
I agree. Camden, they won again.
All right, so let's who are we going to put at the last spot? Let's start.
Well, it's either going to be Washington Township or the Balboas because they're both.
You think they're, you think they're the bottom?
I think they deserve to be in the bottom.
Washington usually has great talent.
But I think they're, we don't know anything about either team. Washington Township is sitting out the first week, so and the Balboas are playing. So,
all right, so
I think it's only fair that they're in the bottom until we see what they're working with.
So, all right, let's say I would say put the I say grab me a beer. I would say since I think the name is a little different, I say the Balboas sound like older guys, so I would put the Balboas at 15. What say you?
We can put the Balboas 15 and then Washington Township 14.
Let's put Balboas at 15. And then we don't know nothing. No slight on Washington Township.
We don't know anything about you.
We don't know nothing about you. So
you got to prove yourself before you can move power.
Yeah, and I'm sure they will. Let's, you know, show who they are. All right. Then after that, now I was going to say the next worst team at 13, I would say would be
Savages. Then it's either going to be Ravens or the Sloth, in my opinion.
I just took the Ravens to be favored over Sloth.
I know, but it's either going to be Ravens then Sloth or Sloth then Ravens.
All right, well let's put I say 12. Let's put since I picked. I mean, it's up to you. You pick that point. You move them. You pick them. Put their who you think. You got the Sloth as favorites, right?
Yeah.
Right, so
I think
then,
this Sloth.
So put the Ravens at 12, and then Sloth at.
I think this Sloth have put their time in and they deserve to be number 11 because they're not. They're veterans to the league. The Ravens are still a new team and they only played 2 games before the season got shut down. So we still don't know what the Ravens are worth.
All right, then I would go Panthers.
Yeah, I got to agree with that. Panthers, man, their defense. They're all
hold up, so
good.
We're almost there. We only got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like 7 more teams.
All right, so then we would have go. It would be Ravagers, Phillip Stakes, GC Irish, Braves, Ball Hawks. That's who's left. Rock Bottom, Steel City, Prospect.
Okay, let's go back up to number 2.
All right, so Rock Bottom's
number 2.
Then Steel City, 3.
Yeah, Steel City, number 3.
Then are we going to put Braves, Ball Hawks, Phillip Stakes, or GC Irish, 4?
Or Prospects.
No. No. Prospects, no. I don't think they should be above the Braves. I don't think they should be above the Ball Hawks. I'm even questioning whether they should be above Phillip State. But I definitely don't think they should be above the Braves.
What the fuck is it? So, can you hear us?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. We got a couple more.
Since the season got cut short, you never got to play Phillip State and you never got to play the Ball Hawks, so we still don't know. We still don't know, like, what either team is working with. So, I'm going to have to go with the regulars from what I do know and put the Braves number 4. And so I see what Phillip Stakes and what the Ball Hawks are working with.
All right, fuck it.
This is just week 1 power ranking.
Leave us number 4.
Yeah.
Then I would put.
Then we can throw prospects number
5. No, hell no. Put the Ball Hawks next. The Ball Hawks are next.
Even though they didn't get a chance to prove themselves before the season got shut down.
All right, let's put Phillip Stakes, numbers 6. And then you can slot the prospects there.
Then GC, then the Ravagers.
Oh, shit, I forgot about GC Irish.
Yeah.
Shit, I should probably put them ahead of them. Prospects.
All right, so we got number one, Camden, two, Rock Bottom, three, Steel City, four, Braves, five, Ball Hawks, six, Phillips Stakes, seven, Prospects, eight, GC Irish, nine, Ravagers, 10, Panthers, 11, Sloth, 12, Ravens, 13, Savages, 14, Washington Township, 15, Balboas. And that is our week one power ranking.
Okay. All right, say it again.
We'll do the offensive and defensive after this week.
Yeah, we need the first week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, say it again one more time.
All right, so number one is Camden. Number two is Rock Bottom. Number three is Steel City. Number four is Braves. Number five is Ball Hawks. Six is Phillips Stakes. Seven is Prospects. Eight is GC Irish. Nine is Ravagers. 10 is Panthers. 11 is Sloth. 12 Ravens. 13 Savages. 14 Washington Township. And 15 Balboas.
Okay. All right.
Sounds good.
I can live with that.
Sounds pretty good.
All right, so
Camden.
We're not gonna do a fantasy. We'll do a fantasy after week one.
Yeah,
after
once we see what everybody's working with. Camden, Rock Bottom is still. No man,
don't even know all
there is no elite anymore. So it's all just one combined.
I don't know how he's gonna do it.
I don't think there's a leader A from what I've read from the emails. It's just two divisions, and the top eight teams are gonna play against each other. There is no leader A or elite. So
it's gonna be separate.
Well,
separate playoffs, clearly.
Separate playoffs, yes. But the regular season is not divided between A or elite.
Okay, that's cool. All right, let's get on to our NFL. That's the NFL, our All-Star Touch Football League.
All right, so that's the
Well, good luck
to
everybody. And then,
our week one picks of the NFL.
All right, so we're going to start over from here. So I'm going to start it over right here. Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mayor Slim.
Yeah, I'm Kim.
And Tone is on with us right now, and we're going over
Week 1 NFL.
The Week 1 NFL results from our picks last week. Also, we got to pick make our picks for this week.
Yes.
And then we'll go from there. Tone, what's up, bro?
This is where we take a Carson Wentz. <What's up? laughs> That's for Carson there. He played so well on Sunday.
Yeah, he did. He was great. Tone, talk about it, bro. Let's talk about first real quick before we
get into our picks.
Get into our what we did, our picks. You'll be surprised at what you picked. So, what's up?
All right. What are we talking about? We talking about?
How do you feel the Eagles did?
How do you feel about
terrible.
The Eagles'
loss?
I mean, they started out the first half of the game. Like, they looked good the first half of the game. And then once Wentz threw that first interception, they were done from there. Like, he just couldn't get it together. You could see he was in his head, and, like, it was downhill from that first interception.
He put him back in the game. Right. Back in the game.
You're right. But listen, 60 minutes, we got to play the game for. So, you know, one, two quarters, yeah, they played well, but they didn't finish the game. Carson didn't play that well. The offensive line didn't play that well. And I just think, you know, he's going to bounce back like the MVP he is.
Okay.
The MVP that he is.
Yeah, okay.
When?
That's funny.
Who's MVP? Tone's MVP?
Carson Wentz. He's just the MVP that he is. What a joke.
He's Tone's MVP.
He'll be MVP this year. He'll be MVP this year. Mark my words.
You just passed it. All right, there you go. I doubt it, Tone. I doubt it, bro. I know you love Carson, bro, but I don't see it.
All right, so how you guys feel about that Buccaneers game?
Hold on. Let's see how it's going to the Eagles. So who do the Eagles got playing this week, bro? Like, who's coming back from last off the injury list to help us win this Rams game?
Lane Johnson, Miles Sanders.
Okay.
The two important pieces we was missing. When you ain't got your left tackle, when you ain't got your right tackle and your star running back, and Wentz got to drop back 50 times, I mean, what do you expect?
Yeah.
The Eagles wasn't balanced, dog.
They were sacking the crap out of him over and over and over again.
He took a beating.
Like, they were blitzing every drive. Every drive they were blitzing.
They knew the play.
Yeah. One drive they'd blitz one player, the next drive they'd blitz three. Then they would blitz one, then they would blitz three. Like, they were on him.
It's all good. I mean, it was the first game. It's not week 12, you know. We got this. Remember, we lost that first game the year we went to the Super Bowl. We lost to Kansas City.
Now, I don't think
and
that
we
the
went
Super Bowl, bro.
That was. We lost to Kansas City week one, I think, right? Or week two.
Week two, but I don't think that was the year we went to the Super Bowl. Yeah. Week two. You're right. Week two, Kansas City. Went for like shit in that game.
Play like shit.
And
yep,
they went
behind. Like
yeah.
Mm-hmm. He'll bounce. And then he had an MVP season before he got hurt.
We'll see. But fuck all that. Fuck them. That I don't want to talk about the down birds. All right, Tone. Here you go.
Yeah.
The first game, the Thursday night game.
We all got it. We all picked the Chiefs. We all got it right. The second game.
We all got wrong.
We all picked the Eagles.
All right. Dad, give him your result. No, just give him his result. Who'd he pick? And if you got it right or wrong, then do yours.
All right. So
or in mine, like individual.
All right. So then it was the Dolphins and the Patriots. Tone picked the Dolphins. He got it wrong. Jeff picked the Dolphins. He got it wrong. I picked the Patriots. I got it right. Vikings versus the Packers. Tone picked the Vikings. He got it wrong. Jeff picked the Packers. He got it right. I picked the Packers. I got it right.
Let's go.
Then it was the Colts and the Jaguars. Tone picked the Colts. He got it wrong. Jeff picked the Colts. He got it wrong. I picked the Jaguars. I got it right. I don't know who the Bears played.
The Lions.
All right. So we all picked the Bears. We all got that right. All three of us picked the Bears. Then it was the Panthers and the Raiders. Tone picked the Panthers. He got it wrong. Jeff picked the Raiders. I picked the Raiders. We got it right.
Let's go. Call me the Schwami. Schwami says.
The Bills versus the Jets. Tone picked the Bills. Jeff picked the Bills. You both got that right. I picked the Jets.
Call me the Schwami.
All right, then we got the Browns versus the
Schwami
Ravens.
Schwami says.
Tone picked the Browns. You got it wrong. Jeff picked the Ravens. You got it right. I picked the Ravens. I got it right.
Let's go, boy. Let's go.
I don't know who the Falcons played. We all picked the Falcons.
The Falcons played the Seahawks.
We all got that wrong. All
right.
I don't know who the Chargers played. We all got that right.
The Chargers played. Who the fuck did the Chargers play? Tell who the Chargers play.
I think it was Denver, right?
No.
Denver just played.
Bengals.
They played
the Bengals.
Oh, yeah, the Bengals.
All right, so we all picked the Chargers. We got that one right.
Schwami says.
The Schwami says. Then it was the 49ers and the Cardinals. Tony, you picked the 49ers. You got it wrong. Jeff was the only one to pick the Cardinals. He got it right.
Let's go.
I picked the 49ers. I got that wrong.
Let's go.
Then it was the Saints and the Bucks. Me and Tone picked the Saints, we got it right. Jeff picked the Bucks, he got it wrong. The Rams versus the Cowboys. Me and Tone picked the Rams, we got it right. Jeff picked the Cowboys, he got it wrong. The Steelers versus the Giants. Me and Tone picked the Steelers, we got it right. Jeff picked the Giants, he got it wrong.
The Broncos lost to the Titans, right?
No,
who do Broncos play?
The Broncos just played. They play, who they play? Titans, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was the Titans.
Yeah, and we all picked the Broncos. We all
Titans won by two, I believe. All right, so let's total it up.
All right, so Tone, you got 7 games right. Jeff got 8 right. Where's my round of applause? Where is it? Because I got a whopping 11 games right.
Okay. still got 8 games right. Oh, my God.
I got 11.
11 games? Yeah. All right. All right, so Trent's in the lead with a couple games ahead of me. Let's get these picks for this week coming up. Tomorrow's the first game.
Right, get a fresh paper here.
Swami says, yeah, I'm a fucking Swami boy. Can't fuck with
me. Well, you
so,
were, and then at the end, you started just picking the opposite of everything.
Nah, hell no. Nah.
No, you never picked the Cowboys ever. You picked the Cowboys.
Whatever.
But you were rooting for the Patriots, and you picked the Dolphins.
I don't know. I don't know.
But
I mean,
when the game was
I was
on,
rooting for Cam Newton.
You were rooting for Cam Newton.
Cam.
How do you feel about that Bucks game? It was exactly what I thought was going to happen.
Yeah, Tom Brady looked like ass.
Yeah, he shit the field.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, all the top teams lost this first week. 49ers, the Bucks.
Top team, the Eagles are not a top team. Sorry, buddy. Not with Carson Wentz, brother.
Lost,
not with Carson Wentz, brother.
Lost to the sorry Washington high school team.
Yeah. The Washington kickball team.
We're going to test Wentz's feet when he takes us to the Super Bowl. We're going to go to another rally. We're going to go to another Super Bowl rally.
All right. Not with Carson Wentz.
Maybe with Jalen.
Yeah, maybe with that young ball.
Maybe with Jalen.
Maybe with that young ball.
I don't know how long Dougie P is going to let Carson go the way he was playing this
Dougie
past
P
week.
Is not going to lose his job for Carson Wentz.
Nah.
He will put his fucking ass on the bench. Trust me. Me and Doug are friends, so I know. I got an inside. You know what I mean?
They'll sit there getting that guaranteed money.
Sit before the season get that guaranteed shout out, boy.
Before the season's over, he will.
Just like Nick Foles getting that guaranteed 20.
Yeah.
That guaranteed 20.
Yeah.
20 million. 20 money. 20 million. Do-do-do-do-do. 20 million.
Show night, like,
20 million. 20 million. Guaranteed 20 million.
Do-do-do-do-do. Game show sounds nice.
All right, let's move on.
Nick Foles lucky in the league, man.
Yeah, shut his mic off. Shut his mic off.
Nick Foles is
going to
get his job.
Shut his mic off. There will be no Foles
bashing
on this show. There will be no Foles bashing on this show, bro.
He'll be starting before the season's over.
You know it. I know it.
You know what? It'll be right about the same time that Carson gets taken out and put on the bench. He'll be right around when Nick Foles is starting.
Carson's about to get benched this week, so...
Why are you thinking Foles like a convicted felon, man?
What you mean?
Yeah, why are you treating him like a convicted felon, dog?
What do you do?
Huh? He can't get a starting job. He can't get a job.
He don't need a starting job when you're making guaranteed $20 million.
He's right behind.
$20 million. $20 million.
Like you said, you gotta give Mitchell Trubisky a chance to fuck up, and he actually did. He went out there and played this week. He showed up this week. So as soon as Mitchell starts looking like Carson, they're gonna take him out.
Mitch the Bitch Trubisky.
Nick Foles stealing money, man.
Oh, okay. Now Nick is stealing. Nick's got a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
Unlike Mitch the Bitch Trubisky.
Nick deserves this. Sorry.
Nick deserves that over Carson Wentz.
But I see why they gave it to Mitch.
$20 million.
I
$20 million. $20 million.
$20 million.
Tell me you wouldn't take $20 million to sit on a bench.
Hell yeah.
I'll gladly take $20 million to sit on a bench.
I'll take $20 million. I'll sit on a coach's lap for $20 million.
Right.
What? Shit.
Because that guaranteed money.
Like, come on, dog. Let me sit on your lap for $20 million.
No. He's not getting $20 million from the Bears.
$20 million.
Is that what his contract is?
I don't know. So he got $20 million.
Well, that's what
he
was owed, right?
He lost his job, man.
Whatever, bro. He competed for a job. All right, who you got?
Bengals
or your boy Baker? Baker and Odell.
Oh, man.
Who you got? Cleveland at home.
I think it might be a tie.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
You gotta take one.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's why I got the Bengals.
Oh, all right. Give me Cleveland. Give me the Browns. No Browns.
Why? Mayfield.
Fuck. Bye.
Then we got the Jaguars.
I got it. All right, you got Jacksonville at the Titans. Who you got?
Give me Jacksonville. All
right, Tone's taking the Jags.
He threw three touchdowns.
Jaguars.
Tone's got the Jaguars. Damn, Tone, what the fuck you with a Tone? Take it off the speakerphone, bro. Bitch.
What?
All right, there you go.
I'm too loud.
When you have it on speaker, it echoes.
All right, who you got?
Titans. I'll go with the Titans.
I'm gonna take the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jaguars. All right,
then we got the Panthers and Tampa Bay. Oh, I'm picking the Panthers. I don't even want the Bucks. Not even.
So you sound crazy, bro.
What?
What's that echo?
Echoing. Hold on. All right, how I sound now?
There we go.
That's better. What are you, closer to your router? All right, come on.
You heard it here first. Tom Brady is retiring after this season.
All right.
Breaking news. Tom Brady is going to retire after this season.
Give me the Bucks.
Really?
Give me the Bucks
over the Panthers?
Give me the Bucks. The Panthers ain't shit.
Neither are the Bucks.
Give me the Bucks. Tom's got to get off the mat. Who you got, Tone?
Yeah, I got the Bucks.
All right, then we got the Broncos and the Steelers.
Let me start this one.
Okay.
Give me the Broncos.
I'm going with the Steelers.
Steelers.
Yeah, whoever the Broncos just played. What was that game?
Wait. Who did the Broncos just play?
The Titans or something. And I'm like, man, this. Like, you would think, because it was 7-7 forever. Like, you would think this is a good defensive game, but it was just sloppy. It was just a sloppy, sloppy, like, sacks, overthrows. It was just a sloppy game on both ends.
Yeah, Ben Roethlisberger is going to light them up. they ain't going to play like that. Plus, the Broncos just lost their starting quarter. He's on IR.
And they're in Seattle too.
Pittsburgh.
Oh, Pittsburgh. They're in Pittsburgh.
There's no way they win it. All
right, we shall see.
All right, you're sticking with the Broncos.
The
Rams.
Yeah, you want to change your pick?
Give me the Eagles. Eagles over the Rams. Eagles or Rams?
You say you want to change your pick?
No, I'm going with the Broncos.
I might pick the Rams. I don't know. I'm going to pick the Eagles.
Pick the Rams if you think that.
I mean, I just was really disappointed. And
We all were.
They started out so good, and then I don't know what happened in the second half.
We all thought so. All right.
What's the game? What game are you all on now? Huh?
$49 or Jets.
I'm telling you, want the Eagles, right? I just put it down. Cause...
Yeah, of course you want.
What? Oh. Yeah, give me Carson Wentz. Give me Carson Wentz for that game.
Carson all day.
All right, yeah. Give me...
The 49ers or the Jets in New York?
Jimmy!
Ooh. No Richard Sherman.
I was shocked the 49ers just lost.
I'm going with the upset. I'm going with the upset. I'm going with the Jets.
Are you?
Yes.
Wow. Tell me who you got.
I'm with Jeff on that. I got the Jets.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So I got the Bills and the Dolphins. I'm picking the Bills.
And the Dolphins. That's a division game, too.
Yeah, anything can happen.
Yeah. No, where are they playing, Kim?
At Miami.
In Miami.
Where
with fans.
With Miami fans.
Oh, shit.
I think Miami gets up off the mat, and I'm taking the Dolphins. Give me the Fins.
I with Jeff on this one again, dog.
Oh, okay.
Dolphins at home. Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Okay.
Fitzmagic at home.
Fitzmagic. Do you believe in magic? And I hope you do. You always got a friend with a big red beard. Do you believe in Fitzmagic?
All right, then we got the Vikings and the Colts in Indianapolis.
Zone, you're up.
Vikings and the Colts. I'll take the Vikings.
I got the Vikings.
Phillip Rivers sucks. Phillip Rivers sucks. He couldn't even beat the Jaguars.
I'm going with the Vikings.
All right, then we got... Jeff, we got your boy Matt Stafford versus Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay.
Kim, you're up.
I got
you're
the Packers.
First.
I already wrote it. Green Bay. I'm ahead of y'all.
Green Bay versus what? Who?
The Lions. Matt Stafford.
Detroit. Detroit.
Yeah,
I'm going with Aaron Rodgers.
In Green Bay.
Green Bay all day.
Yeah, I got the Packers.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers just put up 50 points.
The Packers.
We got the Falcons and the Cowboys in Dallas.
Oh, shit.
Where they're allowed to have fans. Dallas is allowed to have fans.
Yeah, they're a fan team. Oh, man.
That's easy because the Falcons is a dome team, too. So, I like the Falcons.
I got Dallas.
Oh, shit.
I got Dallas, who you got?
Let me tell you that the Cowboys, both their linebackers are out on injured reserve now, too. Sean Lee and Van Der Esch.
But they're getting that stadium, the fan support, so that might make up for the missing linebackers.
He's talking about
man.
Fuck that. Fuck Dallas. I'm going with the Falcons.
They're done, Kim.
The Giants and the Bears in Chicago.
Ooh. Oh, that's a crazy one. A part of me thinks the Giants got a chance to win, but I also think
the Bears have been stepping it up. Like, Mitchell Trubisky was out there fighting hard last week. Like, he really does not want to lose his job.
That was a divisional game.
Yeah, he really did not want to lose his job.
Yeah, but he looked like shit in the first half. Give me... shit. Who you got? The Bears?
Yeah, I think the Bears.
I got
know.
The feeling that the Giants can beat them.
The Bears have been stepping it up lately. Like,
but, yeah, I think I'm going to go with... Damn. Give me Giants. I'm going with the Giants again. I'm rolling the dice.
All right, Kelly. Giants or the Bears?
As long as Nick Foles don't play, I'll take the Bears.
Fuck it.
If Nick Foles plays, they're definitely winning.
Yeah, haters, bro.
If Nick Foles play, they're gonna lose.
All right, whatever.
Kim,
did
you see Nick Foles last season? Did you see Nick Foles last season?
We're not talking about Nick Foles.
I don't even know if he won a game.
Whatever.
I don't know if he won a game.
All right, so you got the Bears. All right, Redskins at the Cardinals.
Washington football team.
Oh, Washington football team at the Cardinals. I'm going to go with the Cardinals.
I'm going with Washington because they really stepped their defense up, like, against the Eagles
game. Yeah, I mean, they can win this game. Who you got, Tone? The football team or the Cardinals?
Kyler Murray and them Cardinals.
Oh, he's talking shit about Nick Foles. Everything's got to be a Nick Foles thing. Always.
Then we got the Chiefs.
He's making $20 million and he's riding the bench, dog. He's holding a laptop. Come on,
that's gonna be Carson soon, though. Carson's gonna be doing this.
Yeah, thing. Wait till Carson joins that club, the laptop club.
He'll be out before week five.
Chiefs versus Chargers.
How would you like it?
Like
how would
what?
You like if somebody. How would you like it if somebody came to your job off the street making the same money you're making and he's watching you work?
It happens all the time.
It does. Shit.
Happens all the time.
I used to train people that were making more than me. Like, my old job, I used to have to train people that would get hired making more than me.
And they're watching you work.
Yeah. Asking me all the questions. Claiming all the credit for it.
Yeah, fuck.
Like, basically cheated and gave them the answers on the test.
Give me the Chiefs.
I got the Chiefs.
Chiefs.
All right, then we got the Ravens and the Texans in Houston.
Woo! That's a good game. This is a must win for the Texans.
I got the Ravens.
Yeah, I'm going with the Ravens. I think they're a better football team.
Give me the Texans.
Okay.
The Patriots or the Seahawks? I'm going with Cam. Good old Cam.
Give me the Seahawks.
Cam don't really have any like weapons out there, but Julian Edelman.
I'm going with the Seahawks. That's to me. Seahawks. Who you got, Tom?
That's gonna be a good battle, though.
It is.
Seahawks. We got to take Seattle right there.
All right. Then we got the Saints and the Raiders on Monday night.
Oh, that's going to be a good
Saints
game.
And the Raiders.
Saints and the Raiders. The Raiders.
I don't know about that game.
I don't either.
I think I'm going to go with the Raiders.
You are?
Yeah, Jeff got the Raiders.
Yeah, the Saints just won, right?
They both did. They're both 1-0. And they're in Las Vegas. They're in Las Vegas.
Is Nelson Aguilar the number one receiver?
Oh, stop hating, dog. Stop.
Ain't their main guy out? What's his name?
Who?
Yeah, Michael Thomas is out.
For the Saints or the Raiders?
Saints.
The Saints.
No.
The Saints got Michael Thomas out.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to the Raiders then.
I'll go Raiders too.
Nah. We talked you into it, huh? All right, so.
Because they're playing in L.A. Raiders. I mean, yeah. Vegas.
So the Bengals. Browns. Me and Tone got the Bengals. Jeff, you got the Browns. Jaguars and Titans. Tone and Jeff got the Jaguars. I got the Titans. The Bucks versus the Panthers. Tone and Jeff got the Bucks. I got the Panthers. The Steelers versus the Broncos. Me and Tone got the Steelers. Jeff got the Broncos. We all got the Eagles. The 49ers versus the Jets. Tone and Jeff got the Jets. I got the 49ers. Dolphins versus the Bills. Tone and Jeff got the Dolphins. I got the Bills. We all got the Vikings. We all got the Packers. Falcons versus Dallas. Tony and Jeff got the Falcons. I got Dallas. The Giants and the Bears. Me and Tone got the Bears. Jeff's got the Giants. Cardinals versus Washington. Tone and Jeff got the Cardinals. I got Washington. We all got the Chiefs. The Texans versus the Ravens. Tone's got the Texans. Me and Jeff got the Ravens. The Seahawks and the Patriots. Tone and Jeff have the Seahawks, I have the Patriots, and then we all have the Raiders. So that's our week 2 picks.
The Raiders. Okay. Now,
what other, any other news this week?
No. Did you watch the show? Power?
Yeah, I watched it.
All right, let's go start a new show.
All right.
Hold on, I'm gonna give me a second.
You don't even gotta do it.
I want to, because I want this song to be our
break it off.
Yeah. All right. Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mayor Slim.
And I'm Kim.
Today is September 16th, Wednesday. We're going to talk about Power, Ghosts, Book 2.
Episode 2. Recap or whatever.
The recap! All right, we're on with our tone.
Do you think Tommy helped Ghost fake his own death?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
I agree.
I agree.
I said it to the other day. I think Ghost thought that Tasha was going to kill him. Or he knew he was coming, because remember in the episode, Tommy went and saw Tariq, and Tariq told Tommy that he was going to kill Ghost. I think Tommy told Ghost. It was just all a little too convenient. He was there in the episode. If you watch the end of the episode, when Tariq is coming out of truth, there's an ambulance going in the opposite direction with its lights flashing already. Like, it already had picked somebody up, was leaving already.
You're right, Kim. Basically, what I think is, all right, Mary, you see how Mary J. Blige failing me, you know, I think Ghost knows them. He told Tariq, before Tariq shot him, he said, if you do this, you can't turn this back, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't come back from
this. Yeah, so you're going to be about his life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Mary J. Blige, she already, like, suspects something is up with Tariq, because she's like, I want to know everything about
him.
No, she said it in this episode. When he came back saying that Tariq said that Uncle Frank was a snitch, she's like, who? Like, I want to know everything about this boy. Give me everything you can find on this boy. She said it in this episode.
Right.
And what's up with the closed casket? The closed casket was just like,
yeah,
all right.
What's up with that?
Yeah, that's screaming Ghost is alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then
Tommy's not there at the funeral.
Exactly. If he was really dead.
Not just Tommy. The Democratic chick.
Ramona.
The chick that he was going to marry and told Tasha he was wanted a divorce for her and all this stuff. He was starting a new life for her. She wasn't there at all. And not just that, Simon Stern told Tariq.
Was Simon Stern there?
Yeah.
Was he at the funeral?
Yeah. Remember, he told Tariq not to say anything bad about his dad's name because it'll mess up their money. As he, like, says
right.
bad stuff about his reputation.
Yeah. I don't know.
Right.
I don't see how Ghost is dead. Sorry. And they called a show after him, named the show after him, and he's dead.
Yeah.
I just don't see it.
Listen. He set that will up. And that's all set up. He went to Stern. He knew that Tasha was going to have to go to Stern to get Tariq into school. He knew the whole situation. Tariq got thrown out of choke. So, you know, and he wanted to run the streets. So Ghost was like, yo, the only way I can get him to go to school is, you know what I mean, throw this in the will.
Yeah.
Why you think Tommy left?
Yeah.
Tommy left his mom's house, and he had the envelope. I think that right there was Ghost telling Tommy, you know, what the deal was, because Tommy took off.
You're right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
So I mean, it's a lot of shit going on, but I think, you know, they're gonna drag it out to the end of the season. And then by the end of the season, Ghost is probably going to have to pop up and save Tariq.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
For some real stuff.
Now, when he pops up, does he try to hurt him? Or is he just like, son,
no.
You shot me in the chest.
Yeah.
No. I think
it's going to be one of those things.
Him trying to force him to go to school was hoping that that'll get him back on the right track and out of drugs. Like, you can't have your
mom.
Well,
his mom was
freaking
pushing him towards the drugs.
Yeah, like your father's gone. We need the money. You need to take care of me and your sister, basically. Like
the only reason the only doubt that I have is the fact that he was about to become the governor, basically. Shit, lieutenant governor.
Yeah.
Why would you fake your own death for that?
Well, maybe he knew there was no way out of it. He told his son was coming to kill him. They just saw this as an opportunity to run away.
What's
she doing?
They were threatening to kill him and to expose him. You know?
What do you mean threatening to kill him?
All those people wanted to kill Ghost. Remember who shot Ghost?
Oh, yeah. He had mad beef, bro. He did have mad beef. He did.
Yeah. They was threatening to kill him, and they was threatening to give up who he was and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Because
the cops wanted them too. The cops was coming to truth that night, but he already got shot. He got shot before the detective bitch got there.
Blanca Rodriguez, yeah.
I mean, everybody was going to smoke him. Yeah. Kate was going to kill him.
White dude,
Tariq,
Sax.
Mom, Ball Sax.
Ball Sax is there.
Everybody was going to go kill. Everybody wanted a piece of Ghost. Yeah. Everybody.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, he knew that. He knew that.
Yeah, and he knew that. You know, the guy who knew everything about he knew everybody that was after him. But he was the step ahead of everybody.
Except for Tariq.
I think he knew Tariq was after him.
That's right. Blanca was there too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Not Terry Silver. Big
Sax?
Nose. No, Big Nose. Burnt in a cell.
Tommy's boy.
Not one that screwed Tommy, pretty much.
Yeah, that ratted on him.
No, that burned his warehouse down.
I don't know what his name is.
Ah, what's his name? Come on, Tom, what's his name?
That was in jail. That Tommy was watching him when he got arrested, right? Or is that who you're talking about?
Oh, Two Bit.
No, not Two Bit. Dre.
Oh, like, you're fucking talking about.
Yeah, Dre was going to kill him for Tate.
For that money, yeah.
Yeah, Dre was going to kill him for Tate.
He wanted that money. So,
so everybody put a hit on him. What the hell was that?
It's echoing again.
And then it was Tasha and Tariq that planned it out.
It was actually Tasha's plan. It was just that Tariq's like, I'll do it. You're not doing it. I'll do it. But it was Tasha's plan.
Yo, Dre, 2Bit's still alive, too.
Nah, 2Bit's dead, bro. No, Spanky's dead.
Spanky's still alive.
2Bit is still alive.
2Bit's in jail. Spanky was the rat that got out.
All right, so 2Bit's going to get with Tommy. When 2Bit gets out, because it's a spinoff. I mean, everybody got a book, you know?
Yeah.
It's a power book. So Tommy got his little thing. So when they get to Tommy, 2Bit's going to get into it. Because they're going to get out, get with Tommy, and then they're going to get back up with Ghost. I'm telling you what's going to happen.
I think Proctor's daughter is going to come after Tommy in the Tommy books.
Yeah, I think she's going to come later on.
You can just tell by the way they left it and the way she was looking at him. Like, she knew he killed... Yeah, you can have it. She knew he killed her dad. Like,
he told her. He's like, yo, if you're going to come after me, come after me.
Yeah, and I just, like, she was young. I was like, when she gets a little bit older, she's going to end up coming after,
like,
Tommy.
When Tommy least expects it.
Yep.
She's going to come, like, pop up on him with some gangster shit.
Yeah.
Well, here's another kicker. Here's another kicker that they could twist it. At the end of the season, they could kill Tariq off. Right?
Yeah, they could. You're right. They could kill Tariq off. Because after this book, they don't need him anymore. They don't need him anymore.
In the episode, they told him it was like, yo, it's only two ways out of this. His dad told him it was two ways out of this, dead or in jail. And then Tariq said, I think I found another way. Remember? And that was the last episode.
Yeah, that's true. They could definitely kill Tariq. They don't need him after this book is over, because then it goes to, I don't know what's after Tommy, but.
Yo, hold up. When we did a list of who Tariq had involved with getting killed, we got to add Proctor to that list. He got Proctor killed.
But did he get Proctor killed, or did he just open a door for Tommy to do it, though?
Yeah, he got Proctor killed. He could have, like,
I don't think Tommy would have found it some other way if Tommy didn't leave, if Tariq didn't leave the door open.
No.
Tommy was going up
no, not Ghost's house.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he took the daughter and left the back door open. He set Proctor up.
And dropped the daughter off at her uncle's house.
Yeah, like, come on. Really?
And Tommy blew that house up.
Like, come on.
He lit that house.
That's a Tommy gun. He shot up that house so
bad. And there's a penthouse. There's nowhere Proctor is going.
What? I think.
Yo, Proctor.
Go ahead, Tom.
Go ahead. I think Proctor's people might kill Tariq.
I don't know about that.
Didn't Tommy kill Proctor's people? His Benny?
No, Benny.
The Italians killed Benny, but Tommy had his.
Tommy killed Benny.
Benny, yes. That's all I knew.
Tommy killed
people.
Benny.
I don't know who else Proctor had besides Benny.
All right, Tone. Do you think this is a question? Do you think that I can kind of answer it earlier? Do you think that Proctor's daughter is the one that ends up killing Tommy in the long run?
No.
No?
You don't think Tommy's going to die?
I think you're wrong. I think he dies. Like, yo, you ever watch Boardwalk Empire?
No.
Alright. Well, Nookie, in season two, Nookie Thompson, I'll just tell you real quick. Nookie Thompson kills basically a guy that was like his son. Okay? Kills him.
Mm-hmm.
He had a son, and the dude that he killed had a little boy. And then later on down at the end of the show, seasons later, the little boy like infiltrates his organization.
Yeah, when he gets older,
And when he gets older and kills Nucky.
Like, you killed my dad.
My dad and you ruined my grandma's life. Like, so he basically kills like that, like the revenge for the son. So I just kind of feel like Power's going to do that. But it's going to be Proctor's daughter. We're not going to know it's going to be a different actor. It's going to be older.
It's going to be in a different book, too.
It's going to be a different
later,
season. Down the road when Tommy gets, like friends with some girl or something, and he ends up getting shot in his sleep. Something crazy. Or poison. That's a woman's weapon. But...
Well, what happened? Is the Italian still alive, or they all dead, right?
Yeah, Tommy killed them all.
Tommy killed. All right. Yeah, so Tommy's hot right now. Tommy's
a serial killer.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there's no way in the world Ghost and Tommy don't know these Mary J. Blige's people, yo.
Yo, you might be
no
right.
Way.
I agree.
There definitely might be a connection. You know, remember what's his name? Cristobal?
Yes.
The one that Ghost got out of that gang.
Mm-hmm.
That might be that dude's brother or something.
Because he's right, because Ghost and Tommy knew every drug dealer in New York. We never heard of
And they were at the top of the food chain.
Yeah.
So we
never heard of Mary J. Blige or her husband Lorenzo or whoever he is.
Yeah. So I think he's gonna end up being like Cristobal's brother or something, and he used to work for Ghost or something. So it's gonna be some kind of connection, because there's been a lot of Spanish people in the show that they can actually link
to them
somehow to Goose. So, and Crystal Ball, was it Crystal Ball? You sure it was Crystal Ball?
One of them
essays?
One of them.
What's that mean?
I don't know if it was Crystal Ball, but it was, I know.
The guy got the tattoo from the Taínos or whatever.
Taínos.
The Taínos got cut the tattoo off his neck, and then
Yeah, that's Crystal Ball.
Yeah, it was Crystal Ball. And Dre set him up.
Yeah.
Because he wanted his job.
Yeah.
As distro.
Yeah.
So maybe Spanish ass can be connected to Mary J. Lodges, because she seems to like the Spanish guys in this.
Yeah.
So
she's tapping the cop. Mm-hmm.
She's tapping the cop. The Spanish cop.
Ramirez.
Cop.
Yeah.
So just maybe, Cristobal was related to him somehow, and maybe with a twist. But there's going to be some kind of twist.
Yeah.
That relates.
Ghost and Tommy definitely know them.
Maybe Ghost, because remember, Ghost and Tommy were at the top.
Yeah, and they knew everybody. They knew everybody that was below them. They knew everybody that was selling everywhere.
And everybody sold for them.
Yeah.
So you can tell me that nobody sells for them in Queens and they don't know nothing about it. That's their hometown. Like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
Yeah, and you know,
we'll see.
That's something that nobody else touched on either.
That's crazy.
The whole drug part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you say?
I agree with you with that Crystal Ball theory, because they held him in a high position, and Tommy and them value Crystal Ball. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they did.
Especially Ghost too. So they could have been doing a favor for somebody.
It's time to cancel Christmas.
Mm-hmm. So that might have been who Crystal Ball was giving his stuff to sell. He was giving it to Lorenzo or whoever he is.
I'm just saying, maybe that was the connection.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's
no way in the world they don't know.
Some kind of Latin.
Yeah, there's definitely no way they don't know him. They know him. They definitely know him.
That's why end of the episode, Mary J. Blige says, "Oh, find out what you can on that St. Patrick kid."
Yeah, give me everything you can find on that St. Patrick kid.
So if that was the case, we would definitely know more about Mary J. and what she does.
Right now, they're not really telling you much who she is, what she does.
Nope.
It's kind of a little secret.
Yeah, they just basically
that guy's aunt.
She's somebody's aunt.
Yeah.
And
her husband's in jail, but he was a major like drug kingpin and.
What?
Yeah.
That's what they charged. What's her name?
That's what they charged Tasha with. But her husband's in jail for selling drugs.
Mhm.
Lorenzo. That's why Tariq was looking him up, because his daughter told her like, "Oh yeah, my dad's such and such. He's in jail for selling drugs or whatever." And that's why Tariq went and looked up his name, allegedly.
That's the clue right there. Like, damn, my dad might know them. My dad might know him. Where was he selling drugs at?
You know, that's good. I never even thought of that either. I thought he was looking them up to just get a connect to more drugs. I never even thought that he was looking for a connection. Like, hey, they might know my dad. Maybe they're.
Is that what? Say it again, son. Maybe.
He looked them up. Once the girl said that the guy was a major drug dealer, he was in jail. Tariq looked him up. I bet you he looked him up just to see who he was, where he was from.
What he looked like.
Probably if he knew that. Yeah.
If he's ever seen him.
They showed the picture.
Did he come to the family barbecue?
They showed a picture of him.
Yeah, with Mary J. Blige behind him. Like, yeah. Did he come to the family barbecues and... Was he on it? Did he work at the laundromat?
Mm-hmm. Ghost knows him.
We'll see.
Ghost
knows him.
crazy, like, stuff that I never even thought of that before.
Yeah, well, Tony be thinking deep into
it. Yeah, he definitely takes it to a level that I never thought of. Like, I thought he was calling him just for, because he wanted more drugs to make more money to pay the lawyer. Not, like, I never even crossed my mind that it was, he may be connected to his dad.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Makes sense, though.
Plus what Therese said at the funeral. I found out so much about my dad. After he was here.
Yeah.
Like, okay, but you killed him.
Like, I didn't know him when he was alive. I knew so much more now about him since he's gone. Like, yeah.
All that's fake for us to think that he's dead for the next 5 or 6 episodes. I'm telling you.
So what do you think?
Ghost knows him. Tasha's dead too. Tasha might die at the end of the season too. But
you think so? In jail?
She probably gonna die in jail. Yeah.
They're gonna let her take the rap
with them girls.
Just trying to get morning after pills and trying to buy her way in jail.
Yeah, she's doing too much. So Tasha's gonna get fucked over, but. Ghost knows him, or what was 50 Kanan? 50's character knows him. Because remember, Ghost sent Kanan to jail back in the day.
Yeah, that's true.
Ghost sent Kanan to jail. And Tariq used to always ask him about that. Like, what happened and shit? Why are you sent Kanan to jail? Why you did this, just that, whatever. So.
And it could be that Ghost ran into this guy when he was in jail too. Is it in the same prison that Ghost was in?
Mm-hmm.
Now later on, that this Lorenzo guy is in the same cell that Ghost was locked up in for a little bit of time.
I'm telling you, it's Ghost's commands. He probably was like, look after my son. I want him to see this life, but
right.
I don't want him to get hurt or killed or anything like that. I want him to go to college. I want him to do the right thing, but he wants to run the streets. So, you know, help me protect him, but let him see that he ain't about this life.
Yeah.
Remember, Kim, remember in the second episode, the boy jumps out, the other young boy jumps out the car. Mary J. Blige orders the son to take Tariq home.
Yeah.
And he jumps out the car with a gun.
Yeah.
Kind of like trying to scare Tariq.
Yeah, and then Tariq starts talking about Uncle Frank is a snitch, and yeah, y'all gotta watch Uncle Frank. He's a snitch. Like, he knows all about snitches and stuff.
Exactly. So that right there goes to tell you, like, they're all in on it. Like, how do you pair Tariq with this basketball kid and then you go to
exactly.
his aunt's house? Everybody's in on it. Everybody's in
like,
on
Tariq
it.
Tariq is some kind of brainiac or something. Like, he got kicked out of his last school in ninth grade? He's such a brainiac that he's going to be doing this basketball star's work.
Yeah.
So that he can stay in college.
He's tutoring him now.
Yeah. Not just tutoring him. He's doing all his work for him. Because he said if the basketball player doesn't pass, then Tariq gets kicked out of school. So if he wants to stay in school, this guy's got to pass.
Yeah, and Tariq wasn't smart. Tariq wasn't doing his own fucking work.
Right.
No.
Right. Now he's doing this guy's work in college. Yeah, you're right. It's all linked. It's definitely all linked.
So wait. Why does this is what I want to know. Why does Mary J. want her son to know that she's smashing a cop?
Because she's married, still.
Her husband's in jail.
But still, she's still married.
Why?
That's what I think. It's like, he can't know about this. He'll be really upset. Like, I think that's a bit.
But he obviously knows.
She's still married. Well, not really. I don't know, because in preview for the next episode, we see him out.
Yeah,
but we see him in the bed. That might be a conjugal visit. It could be a conjugal. Do that in real life? Or is that just a TV thing? They actually really have conjugal
visit when you was locked up, bro?
No, hell no, man.
I'm not talking about his boyfriend either.
I'm not talking about T.O.'s.
I'm not talking about in itself with a cock in your mouth being in
itself. I don't think Jersey has condoms. Get the fuck out of here, dog. I don't think Jersey has conjugal visits, dog.
It took a minute to catch that one. I don't know anywhere that it has conjugals except for TV. That's what I say. Is that like a real thing that they actually really?
It has to be a real thing. It has to be.
Maybe that's
just
like that,
just not
a man.
Maybe that's like Australia or
you
something
have a
like
man
that.
Coming in off the streets. Like, hey, I'm having a conjugal visit. Yeah, this man's coming to see me, you know?
Yeah.
A man.
A trailer
off the
all set up with romantic music and candles and a bed and condoms and everything. Like, you're not knocking her up because you're in here for the next 20 years.
Yeah, they don't give people conjugal visits. I mean, I think they used to. But
that's another thing. Tasha, the one who's in jail for allegedly killing her husband,
went to the funeral
and was going to give the eulogy. So they were going to allow her out of jail to give the eulogy for the husband that she's in jail for killing.
Yeah,
no way.
That's Charlie Murphy laugh.
That would have never happened.
Hit him with the Charlie Murphy, dog.
No way in hell you're going to go to the funeral of the husband that you were accused of killing.
They won't even let you go to your parents' funeral, let alone your husband you're in jail for killing.
Yeah, hell no.
She was in federal custody at the time.
That was just her attorney trying to use it as a way to get the jury pulled.
Well, federal prison's different than state prison and the county.
But see, that's the whole thing. Like, I get them allowing her to go to a funeral. But the funeral of the husband that she's in jail for killing? I don't know about that.
If she was in jail and her husband died,
that'd be one thing. But if she's in jail for killing her husband, I doubt they're going to be like, what do you even want to go to the funeral for? You killed him.
what do you care about
saying goodbye? You already said goodbye when you shot him.
Yeah. It came up kind of like a conflict of interest right there.
Oh, yeah.
Probably. Definitely.
I don't see it, but I don't know. Maybe in New York, you're allowed to do things like
that. Maybe in Australia, California, I don't know.
Yeah, look it up. See if you're allowed to have conjugal visits in New York. I doubt it.
New York?
Yeah.
There we go. Conjugal visits in prison. Let's see what states allow it.
None.
What says? Most states that allow conjugal visits require that the prisoners seeking such visits have a clean prison record of good behavior and no violence.
Okay.
Anybody who's in jail for child abuse or domestic violence is not allowed to have one.
Okay.
All right.
Are you so conjugal?
C-O-N-J-U-G-A-L. If you're maximum security, you're not allowed to have one.
Okay.
C-O-N-J-U-G-A-L. All right.
California, Connecticut, New York, and Washington have
New York is allowed to have conjugal visits.
Yep, they're the only four states.
Wow.
It used to be New Mexico, but they stopped it. So there's only four states.
Say that again?
California, Connecticut, New York, and Washington are the only states that allow conjugal visits.
That is so fucked up. Alright, so that's New York, Connecticut.
But wait, do you gotta be on death row? You gotta be on death row to get it or something? Or a lifer to only get it?
I don't think so, because I know they don't allow for maximum security. Let's see.
So I could be doing a 5-flat in there and having my girl come up there. Every week.
Because it says here, conjugal visits may figure prominently in movie plots, but they're hardly ever allowed in real life, as one New York prisoner has just learned the hard way. An appeals court ruled last week that whoever he's serving a 25-year-to-life for killing a woman to death would not be allowed to hold conjugal visits with his third wife. whom he married, he was already in prison. New York is one of the few states in the U.S. that offer conjugal visits. In 1993, 17 states allowed conjugal visits. Now only four do.
17 states?
In 1993. Now there's only four.
Wow. Well, shout out to the guys in
California, Connecticut, New York, and Washington.
California. All right,
so conjugal visits
York.
Can only happen in medium or low lesser security.
Washington State? Yeah, Washington State,
yes.
Right?
So the rules vary from state to state. In general, prisoners must apply for the privilege and are ineligible if they've committed.
Where y'all go?
Take it to him.